こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、イギリススウォンジー大学の研究で初めて人間は軽度の脱水で脳の機能が低下していることを発見しました。これまで運動後に体重のおよそ 2% の水分を失った場合に記憶力、集中力、気分に影響が出ることは確認されていましたが、今回は運動していない場合の脱水状態で実験をしました。被験者に30度の室温の中で4時間過ごしてもらい、その間50回体重測定を行って汗の量を計測した後、記憶力と集中力のテストを行いました。被験者は平均で 0.72% の水分を失っていましたが、脱水の程度が大きい人ほど記憶力と集中力が低下していました。また実験開始後1時間半、まだ 0.22% しか水分を失っていない状態で喉が渇いたと感じていた人は、4時間後のテストで記憶力と集中力が大幅に低下していました。
In a study by Swansea University in EnglandResearchers confirmed for the first time that low levels of dehydration measurably affect brain function. While it had been documented that after physical exertion, resulting in a 2% dehydration affected memory, concentration, and mood, in this study, researchers found that even in the absence of exercise, dehydration results in the same cognitive effects. In the experiment, subjects were in a room set to 30 degrees for 4 hours.During this time, they were weighed 50 times and performed memory and concentration tests. While on average, participants lost 0.72% of their water, those who lost more water tended to perform worse on the tests. Furthermore, participants who felt that their throat was dry only an hour and a half into the experiment, and having lost only about 0.22% of their water, tended to perform very poorly at the end of the 4 hours.
So...だから 2% ぐらい失ったらダメって思われてたけど、全然もっと手前の段階で脳に影響があったっていう、うん、でサッカー選手だと1試合出て12キロぐらいずっと走り回ったら体重の 3% の水分を失うって言われていて、だからまあ 2% も結構ね、うん、結構な運動
しないとっていう感じだけど。 It depends on the environment as well.
Right, right. そう、これは30度の室温の中で何もしてない状態だから、うん、まあちょっと暑いなっていう感じで4時間いるだけ、
うん、
だから
I think、the idea behind or the difference between this and the studies with exercises, they thought that when you're exercising and you're dehydrated、that you're like your brain is getting hotter andyou're also becoming physically exhausted. So,、mm. Although in this study, they're sitting in a hot room for a long time.
Right.
How much of your performance has to do with just how comfortable you are?
ね。まあしかもさ、人にもよってさ、なんていうの、温度の感じ方違うじゃん、男女とかでも。
うん。
まあそれもあるけどね。でも一応この研究で書いてたのは、例えば子供でその飲み物をもらうまで大人から、まあ、自分からあんまり飲もうって思わなかったりとか、
うん、
大人は大人で腎臓機能が低下してるとその喉の渇きを感じにくくなってたりするから、まあ、そんなにめちゃくちゃ喉渇いたなってなる前にちゃんと水分を取ってくださいねっていうのが書いてあって思い出したんだけど、私小中高の時教室で飲み物飲むの禁止だったんだよね確か、
うん、
で一応お昼休みとか休み時間用に水筒を持ってきてよかったんだけど、子供が持てる水筒だからそんなに量がないじゃん、
yeah.
だから多分結構ずっと脱水だったんじゃないかな、
yeah.
と思う。
You should be able to or be allowed to have a drink at all times, I think.
ね、なんで教室で飲み物禁止だったんだろう、今考えるとちょっと意味が分かんない。大学とかさ別に飲んでよかったじゃん、それも多分大学によるのかな、よく分かんないけど、
mm. You don't want to have peopleLike, dehydrated, especially、
ね、
in the summer, it can be dangerous.
本当だよね。
I think most people just don't drink anywhere near enough water. I used to not drink enough water. And、うん、I think I've found that if you drink a lot of water consistently, you're way less likely to get sick. And I think the reason for that is when you're sleeping, your body is slightly dehydrating as you breathe moisture into the air.
Right.
And you have membranes in your esophagus, in your breathing pathways. And that's where your immune system defense is mostly taking place, right?
Right.
Well, if you dry out those membranes and you don't replenish those fluids and then you go get on a train or something,
right.
You're much more likely to get sick, I think.
I
don't know if that's fact.
海外だとさ、なんか8杯の大きいグラスを毎日飲みなさいみたいな。よく言うよね。私もすぐ飲み物飲むの忘れちゃうから。
How much do you think you're drinking?
めっちゃ日によるすごい飲む日もあれば忘れちゃってる時もある、
huh.
忘れない
No
忘れない
I'm always drinking water
なんかたまに忘れてんだよね
There's literally never a time where I don't have water I feel likeIf I'm at home, I'll always have a glass of water there.
なんかよくさ、おしっこの色で判断しなさいって言うよね。
Yeah, I think that's
透明に近い方がいいから、それを保つようにいっぱい飲みなさいみたいなね。いや、でも忘れるね。
So how much do you think you're drinking on average?
わかんない。これどんぐらい？これ何？これ 500ml? まあ1リットルぐらいかな
per day?
Yeah
1 liter per day? No way I find that you'd be gone by now I feel like
Why?
Because that's so little
Well but then like when I work out for example then I drink incredible amount of water
How can you drink 1 liter per day though?
たまに本当にこの 500ml 1本で1日過ごしちゃう時とかあるもん忘れちゃうの
Is that possible?
うん私ね、喉が渇いたっていう信号がだから腎臓機能が低下してるのかなわかんないけど、あんまりこうちっちゃい時からそうでも全然飲み物飲まないで平気でいられちゃうから意識しないと
You would have been good on like a sailboat or something long time ago
そうだねそうかもしれない
Yeah, I'd be dead in likeea day. Like I'm so thirsty.
祖先がそういうのだったのかもね。あんまり水がない環境で生き延びた人だったのかもしれない。だからご飯の時とか何も飲まなくても平気だし。
Really?
だから危ないんだよね。本当に意識しない。
It depends what you're eating though, right? You can't just be eating like crackers.
まあね、だからその口の中パサパサになるやつ食べてる時は別の話だけど、普通に。あんまりいらない映画館とか行っても飲み物スモールサイズ買ってこう全部飲みきらないもんあんまり
Really? I have to buy a small drink because if I buy a larger drink I'll drink all of it like before the commercials end and then I'm going to the bathroom like halfway into the movie
あそうかそうかでもうちの家族多分みんなあんまり飲まないんだよねだからトイレあんま行かないよくないよね、really? 多分いや、だ長距離ドライブとかしても一回も止まらないで長野県とかまで行っちゃうみたいな感じ。
Yeah, I don't go to the bathroom that much, but I drink a lot of water.
So you have a big bladder?
Yeah, 鉄膀胱 iron bladder.
鉄膀胱 or it's just bigger? Is it possible?
I think this has been conditioning. The podcast has been conditioning.
The podcast? Oh.
Yeah, because sometimes we talk to someone for like 3 hours.
あ、まあね。
And I don't go to the bathroom.
たまに我慢してる時あるけどね、私とか。
Yeah, for sure.
うちら二人ともおしっこ我慢しながら特別編撮ってる。はい、次。Yeah. インディアナ大学が成人およそ6000人を対象に行った調査で、自分のパートナーからもらった性的な写真やメールの内容を無断で他人に見せたことがあると回答した人が 22.9% に上ることが分かりました。見せた相手の数は平均で3人以上でした。 またこうした行為を男性が行う確率は女性の2倍でした。全体の 73.2% がそうした行為が自分になされることは不快だと感じており、それによって社会生活やキャリア、精神衛生が害されることが不安だと回答しました。
Responding to a survey by Indiana University, 22.9% of 6,000 people said that they had shown sexual messages and photographs they had received from their partner to other people without their permission. On average, these respondents had shown them to more than 3 people. Additionally, they were twice as likely to be men as they were to be women. 73.2% of the participants said that this possibility made them uncomfortable and that the potential impacts on their social life, career, and mental health were also a concern.
そう。あの、性的な写真とかメールを送ったことあるっしょ?
Yeah, I have.
私もあるけど。
Not without being asked.
Ah, right, right, right. Okay. たまにいるもんね、男性。私ある。頼んでもないのに送ってくるみたいな。Yeah. Not a stranger, but it's like, いらないって言ってんのに。
No, I said Carlos Danger.
Oh, yeah, Carlos Danger, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. あの、確かにさ、でも私あるの、これ。その、人に見せられてたっていうのが。
Oh.
あの、アクシデント的に発覚したみたいな。
Huh.
あの、こう写真を、まあ、素っ裸とかじゃないんだけど、下着の写真をこう自撮りして、もう5年ぐらい前ね、
うん、
で送って、したらその人がそれを誰かに転送したのか、なんか送って、その送った様子の携帯の画面をなんか、ま、間違えて私に見せてきたみたいな。携帯を渡してきたらその画面が出てたのか忘れちゃったけど、
ああ、
で、あっちはちょっとなんか慌てて、あ、やばいみたいな感じだったんだけど、うわーみたいな、送られてる、
うん、
でももう遅いみたいな。
いや、
なんかそれが実際そこまで珍しくないってことだよね、自分が思うよりも。
This isn't including all the instances where it happens accidentally too.
Right. まあ、そんなことある？
I think so.
Hmm.
Because you can, because it can just like pop up on your phone when you're trying to show someone a different picture.
Ah, まあそれはあるかもね。
Or you could accidentally send it in a messaging app.
そう、なんかさ、見せるときはいいんだけど、その後その写真がどうなってるかって分かりようがないもんね。例えば元彼とか、mm. 別れちゃった後とかってさ、
yeah.
それって。パソコンのどっかに眠ってるのか、ちゃんと消してるのか。
What's creepy about this is how permanent everything is.
そうなんだよね。
And if it's copied once, it can be copied eight times, and then it's just like infinite.
Yeah.
That will be there in 1,000 years on the AI machine.
しかも平均で3人って結構多いよね。こうちょっと1人にさ、ホラーとか言って見せるんじゃなくて、3人だよ。
Yeah, the people who do it, I think, are doing it because they think it's okay to do it. You would end up doing it more than one time. And then you probably have, you know, 3 or 4 friends that qualify.
うん。さすがに人に見せたことはない。ある?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're twice as likely to do it than me.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't really understand what.
ね、こう自慢するみたいなことなのかな。こんなの来たんだぜみたいなこと。
Yeah.
まあ、Carlos Danger みたいな感じの時はさ、面白いから見せるっていうのはありそうだけどね。
I've had people show me stuff
of girls,
but I think it's generally not girls that they're serious about.
まあ、普通そうだよね。
If you're in a really serious relationship,
婚約者とかさ、そういうのはさ、
yeah.
隠しそうだもんね、大体。だから気をつけないといけないね、みんな。
Well, you know, there was the fappening.
Oh, yeah. And,
but now the fappening can happen to anyone because social media is so
right.
powerful and crazy.
うん。
So, you know, pictures of just random people end up, like some, in what country was it? In like France or something, this teacher, like pulled her shirt up. I mean, she was wearing a bra, but she like pulled her shirt up and started dancing like with her boobs out in this classroom, and someone took a video.
Wait, what?
In France.
なんで教室で?
At a school, this crazy teacher
okay.
started dancing and getting like kind of sexually weird in the classroom, and someone took a video of it. Someone like sneakily took a video of it for just a few seconds.
Yeah.
But now that it's everywhere. It's literally anywhere on the planet.
Yeah.
That's instantaneously accessible.
Right.
And you only need to Google like French teacher, you know.
Naked dancing in classroom.
And then it's there.
I don't
know. I don't know if she had a good reason for doing that. I don't know what a good reason would be.
すごいハッピーだったのかな?
Yeah. But it's just this idea that there's kind of a weird everyone's recording everything and everything is becoming permanent and then being put up and shared on this non-local database that has no expiration date.
Yeah.
Right?
まあしかもその例えば自分の写真過去に撮った写真があのネットに上げられてたとしてもまあ気づかないもんね名前とかと一緒になってなければさ、知ることもないみたいな
Right, but everyone's going to be ID'd in all this content soon through the weird Facebook
Well, Russia's doing that already, right? We talked about it once So まあ知らなきゃいいけどね知っちゃうとそれはね確かに社会生活とかに困っちゃう
Do you have people around you taking videos of everything?
No.
And Instagramming it?
No.
Or posting, you know, busting out GoPros for like all kinds of stuff?
No, my friends are cool.
Well, I'm jealous.
そうだね。いないね、仲いい人にそういうのは。まあでも世にはいっぱいいるよね。あネット見てると、yeah. その確かに何でも写真撮って何でも動画撮ってすぐこうネットに上げるみたいな。
It's a weird thing. They become oddly obsessed with it, taking video of all sorts of things that they're doing. That、yeah. I mean, it's not exactly like impressive or it's not. I don't really understand like what that is. Well, one of my friends supposedly said that, well, they said like they could die at, like whenever. And so that's part of why they want to like record stuff.
どういうこと?
I don't really understand it because it's not like you can watch that.
Yeah, 死んだら見れないじゃん。
Yeah.
あ、他の人に見てほしいってこと?その自分が生きてた時の姿を。
Because otherwise your life just kind of disappears and nobody ever knows what it was. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like your grandparents, like you don't really know what their lives were like. You can't really see the video of like, this is when they, you know,
went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
別にいいんだけど、それで。
I don't know. But I know, maybe for, because that's how it's always been. But 2-3 generations from now, people will be watching videos of their grandparents doing hand gliding or something in Bolivia, you know, or some weird that's coming, right? And so our expectations for what is left behind after you die is might shift in some weird way.
なんかさ、年を取るにつれて写真を撮る枚数が増える人っているのかな？私の周りは逆だから、その10代とか20代前半の時の方がなんか楽しいことあったら全部写真撮って友達みんなで写真撮ったりとか、でもだんだんなんかもう
I feel like it's different for the generation above us though, because they all started buying cameras and stuff and retiring and then traveling.
And well, I mean, but what about people in our own generation? Like, do you think that there are people who take more and more pictures as they age?
I feel like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because how many baby photos do people our age have on average just 1 year into it? It's record-breaking.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Right? I mean, before you had to have film and it had to be developed and you couldn't take HD video or 3D video or any of this other crazy stuff. But yeah. Now it's just iPhone, hit this button, and your invisible camera. Where's the camera? It's just this little... It's this thing on the corner.
一番面白いのはさ、やっぱ結婚式行った時に日本だとケーキカットがなぜかこう写真のを撮る場みたいななってるんだよね、hmm. だからケーキ入刀しますって言うとみんながカメラと携帯を持ってその周りにめっちゃ集まって記者会見みたいな感じ、hmm. でもさそのケーキ切ってる様子をさいろんなアングルからみんなが撮る必要ないじゃん別に
Well, all the pictures are mostly pictures of people taking pictures of the cake cut.
Yeah.
Right.
That is すごい不思議。でも
That's something that weirds me out. Because、I went to the beach recently and one of my friends there was taking video on the beach. And then... But that's not what was happening. What was happening is that they were staring at this camera、
right.
on the beach.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
was
yeah.
happening.
そうだね。
You know? So there's always this... Because then if I take a picture of them with the camera on the beach, like、
yeah.
That's the actual
event.
Yeah.
そうだね。そうなんだよね。ただなんかみんなが集まってそのケーキカットの写真撮ってる中で、まあ、私はいらないから別にその写真、
mm.
こう普通に座ってご飯食べていたいんだけど、するとなんかすごいひどい人みたいじゃん私が。
Yeah.
だからいつもなんかちょっとまあ近寄って見には行くけど、まあ、写真は撮んなくていいよみたいな。
What other picture?Points are there? Is it?
やっぱ一番はケーキカットなんだよなぜか。
Really?
みんなその時に写真を撮りに行くの。だって私の結婚式もそうだったじゃん。あのみんな別にうちらケーキカットして勝手にケーキカットしてさ、誰もこう近づいてこなかったけど、私の高校までの日本人の女の子たちさ、
mm.
4人か5人ぐらいは撮りに来たじゃん。なんかそういうそこで結構カルチャーギャップがあったけど。
Well, there's you may kiss and then cake cut.And then like the
first dance
and then the bouquet throwing thing too.
ブーケトス。私ブーケトスも好きじゃないから自分はやんなかったけど。なんかあれも不思議じゃない。なんかはい、single ladies だけ並んでみたいな。で、なんかこの花取ったら次結婚できるみたいなさ。What is this?
They would do a similar thing when I...would be with my grandparents in Shizuoka and they would throw mochi into the crowd.
Ah, お祭り?
Yeah.
Ah.
And so everyone's like trying to be the lucky person who catches the
mochi.
Omochi.
Ah, okay. まあそれはね、なんかこうみんなにさって言うんだったらまだ良くない?それがなんかこう。
So there's just not enough bouquets.
あれ何なんだろうね
I guess the point is that there's only one、
まあ、昔
and so it kind of...
あとなんかこう昔の時代に若い女の子はすごいみんな結婚したいだろうっていうのが当たり前だった時に、
mm-hmm.
なんかまあスーパースティション的な感じで次に結婚できる人誰かなみたいなだったかもしれないけど今別にね別に私結婚したくないんだけどみたいな子もいるしさ
It's such a structured way to think about life. There's all these、markers as you progress through life, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like you're applying to college and let's say you go and then you graduate and you get your first job and then you're trying to like meet the guy and
get engaged and get married
Yeah, and so there's this anticipation of these things as if they're so like obvious that everyone does it too.
Yeah.
You can't really just decide like, oh, nah, I'm just not really into it. I don't feel like
it. I guess it's changing though. Right?
Mm.
I mean, everyone wants different things now, which is good.
It's weird how the realness of it is so different for everyone. Like some, for some people, it's so real and imminent, and the societal pressure is so enormous. Like there is no other, their choices is sort of made by that.
そうね、なんか前にさ、バイリンガルニュースのことブログで書いてくれた人でさ、あのこう自分はリア充じゃないから。そのセックス関連のネタが聞いてて辛いみたいのをちょっと冗談交じりに書いてくれた人いたじゃん、ああいうのとかもさ、こうなんていうの、うちらはまあ童貞でもないし少女でもないから普通にこうリアルな話としてセックスの話してるけど、別にセックスに全く興味ない人とか、まあやったことない人とかはそれが別にリアルじゃないから、そこにすごいギャップがあるわけじゃん、だからそれと一緒でね、いろんなこと、結婚とか、まあ大学に行くとか行かないとか、仕事するしないとか、何でも、そのリアリティっていうものにギャップがあるよね。個人個人。
It's not as real as people think it is, I think is the sneaky part about it. Or I guess it's only as real as you think it is.
だからそれをこうみんなにとってリアルなんだろうこれがとか言って決めつけるとやっぱブケトスみたいなことになると思うんだよね。そうや。次、学会誌アストロフィジカルジャーナルに掲載された研究で地球に昼夜届いている紫外線や遠赤外線を計測しました。地球に届いている光子のほとんどは太陽から来たものでしたが、中には私たちの太陽系の外の遠い銀河の星がブラックホールに入るときに発せられた光もありました。地球は毎秒1平方メートルあたり100億ものこうした遠くからの光子を受けています。私たちが日焼けする場合、日焼けの1兆分の10は太陽系の外から来た光でできていることになります。
In a study published in Astrophysical JournalResearchers investigated the cosmic radiation the Earth receives day and night in the form of ultraviolet and infrared rays. While most of the radiation reaching the Earth is coming from the Sun, some of it is coming from outside of our solar system. For example, an event where a distant star has entered a black hole. The Earth receives 10 billion of these cosmic photons each second in each square meter of surface area.When sun tanning, 1 in 100 billionth of the light hitting your body is from outside of our solar system.
そう、ちょっとロマンチックじゃない？私今日焼けしてるけど、この1兆分の10はめっちゃ遠くから来たやつで焼けたんだみたいな。
It's weird to think how much further that would have traveled if you and the Earth wasn't in the way.
そうだね、確かに。どこまで行けたんだろう本当は。申し訳ない私の日焼けになっちゃって。
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. なんかあれでしょ、そのとすごい毎秒1平方メートルあたりすごい多く来てるけど、それよりも太陽の方が強いから、まあ比べると少ない。
Yeah, well the sun is much closer. I mean, distance has a lot to do with it. I mean, it's just so much closer than any of these other, but there are so many other sources of cosmic radiation coming from an uncountable number of sources.
ね、なんかめっちゃ遠くの星が死ぬ時に出る光とか超関係ないと思ったけど、それが自分の日焼けに貢献してるって不思議じゃない？
It's not just how far away it's coming from, but how old all of it is.
Right,
too.
確かにすごい時間をかけてやってきた光だもんね。
Yeah, like I don't know, the Earth might have been very different when itwas produced、
ね、
when it left.
確かに恐竜の時代とか、Is that possible too? It is, right?
I don't think there's a range limit on photons.
So you can just
I don't
go on forever?
I don't think there is. I don't know. if you think of it as particles, it doesn't, there couldn't be a range limit on photons. I don't think gravity or electromagnetism has range limits.
Okay.
Whereas some forces in the universe do have range limits. Well, you know, supposedly we were all dark before because we were all Africans, or we all came from Africa.
Right.
And the only reason why your skin is lighter in color is because you moved somewhere that received less sunlight. And so...
Vitamin D が取れないもんね。
Yeah, our skin pigment adapted in order to produce more vitamin D from the same amount of sun exposure.
Right.
But that's also why we're more sensitive to it.
そうね。
Like white people burn way faster than Asians, who burn faster than Africans, right?
Right. Yeah.
They sunburn, right? Of course they do.
Yeah.
But they don't turn red.
Honestly, I don't know.
I haven't really thought about that before.
I was always wondering this, but I've never had a chance to ask this to anyone.
Well, I'm not the right person to ask.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's how it works. I don't think they... Yeah. No, they definitely sunburn, but I don't think they turn red.
Yeah. 白人の人はね、本当結構すぐ赤くなっちゃうよね。旅行とか行くと絶対見るもん、もうなんか真っ赤になってるカップルみたいな。で、うわ、超痛そうみたいな。
Yeah. Yeah. You see some really bad ones all over Asia.
Yeah. So,
even here, you see.
Yeah.
I see like older white couples that are just fried. Because they don't realize that it's really hot here. And if you're a tourist in Tokyo on a hot day and you're just walking around, you know, in Shibuya all day, you're going to get burnt the same way you would. 結構すぐ焼けるよね。
本当、私もこの間一回プール行っただけで結構焼けたもん。
This is the darkest I've been all year, but...
Are you darker than me right now?
I don't look dark, but if I showed you like where my underwear is, you would realize that this is really dark. Because my pale is...
Super pale?
I got sunburned kind of bad. I went to Niijima.
Oh, okay.
And got sunburned like right away.
Right. I've seen you sunburned like...
A few times.
More than... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
結構赤くなるよね、マイケルも。
Yeah, I got some.
まあ、半分白人だからしょうがない。
White jeans.
ていうかね、ハーフの子、多分結構忘れちゃうのかな。なんかわかんないけど、私がいつも一緒にいると、私と一緒にいるハーフの人は絶対に日焼けで真っ赤になっちゃうの。
Yeah.
だから、こう私はね、まあ、フルアジア人だからさ。そんなすぐは真っ赤になんないけど。
Yeah. Well, I just do what everyone else is doing.
そうなんだよね。
And then I'm burnt.
そうそうそう。だから私は平気そうにしてるから、そう、みんななんか、あ、平気かなと思って。
I just fall, I'm just doing whatever, like I see other people putting on sunblock, like during our trip, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I should put on sunblock now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But really, I should be the first one.
そう、本当そう。I'm always worried about my husband. I'm always like, dude, you're half white.忘れないでみたいな。
Yeah. But if there's a white guy there, then they're kind of, you know, canary in the coal mine, right? Because as soon as, you know, I'll see the white guy start putting on sunblock, and then I can be like, oh, I probably have to put on sunblock within like 45 minutes or so.
Right.
I don't know how different it actually is.
Right.
But I know Japanese people that can just not put on any sunblock the whole day.And they're fine.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but I don't know if like the whole like Jomon, what is it?
Yayoi.
Yeah, Yayoi.
わかんない。
How that works with sunblock.
私も結構平気。だから顔だけ塗って海とか行ったら、まあどうせ水入るしと思って、顔だけ塗って、まあちゃばちゃば遊んだりとかしてる時もあるけど。Yeah, I'm okay.
You know, supposedly, according to NASA, last month was the hottest month ever.
Right.
So, yeah, sunblock might become more of a thing.
Yeah. まあそういう記事も増えてるよね。やっぱり皮膚がんとか多いから、ちゃんとどこに行くときでも日焼け止め塗りましょうねみたいな。Did you see the viral video? Like Australian TV show where their senator or something, some politician was on with some scientist guy, and he said that global warming is like a conspiracy, and all these ondo, like temperatures are like these numbers are tampered because NASA has like.made it up or something. I don't know. And this scientist guy like pulled up a graph. Like I brought a graph.
Wait, the scientist was saying this?
No. This politician said it's been tampered by NASA.
Well, that's the politician's job. The politician's job is to be lobbied by the fossil fuel industry.
Yeah.
Take their money and start...trying to influence policy in the interests of some crooked.
そう、なんか彼はグラフを2つ持ってきてて、その、人間が出す二酸化炭素の量の推移と、その世界の温度のが上がってる推移をこう出して、このコーレレーションがあるじゃんみたいな話をしてたんだけど。This other guy was just like...
Well, the easiest way to explain it is just the carbon cycle. There's a carbon cycle. Carbon's circulating through the atmosphere and through the vegetation on this planet. And if you add carbon to the cycle, it doesn't have the capacity for additional carbon.
Right.
That's just not how it works.
Right.
And we've increased the carbon levels up to 400 parts per million, the highest it's been in forever. And we're continuing to add more and more carbon.
Right.
And the way that we're living right now has momentum to keep adding way more carbon for some time in the future.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to. It's just the carbon cycle. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff with, you know, Milankovitch cycles and albedo and like all this crazy stuff that people are debating. But that's just that all that other stuff is just about how bad it's going to be.
Right.
The carbon cycle is why it's happening. Yeah.
Simple.
I think so.
次.
According to theoretical physicists at the University of California in Irvine, recent findings may indicate the discovery of a fifth fundamental force in nature. The researchers looked at a 2015 study by physicists at the Hungarian Academy of Sciences who had detected a radioactive decay anomaly indicating a new light particle only 30 times heavier than an electron. The UCI researchers think that the particle is a new protophobic boson which only interacts with electrons and neutrons and at a limited range. According to co-author Timothy Tate,There's no other boson that we've observed that has the same characteristic. Sometimes we also just call it the X boson, where X means unknown. Study author Jonathan Feng stated the following regarding the study. For decades, we've known of four fundamental forces, gravitation, electromagnetism, and the strong and weak nuclear forces. If confirmed by further experiments, this discovery of a possible fifth force...would completely change our understanding of the universe with consequences for the unification of forces and dark matter.
カリフォルニア大学アーバイン校の理論物理学のチームが5つ目の自然力を発見した可能性があることを発表しました。2015年にハンガリー科学アカデミーのチームが放射性崩壊変則を検知し、電子の30倍の重さしかない新しい光子を見つけました。この光子こそ光を嫌がる性質を持つ新しいボス粒子である可能性があり、限られた範囲内で電子と中性子とのみ作用します。研究に携わったティモシー・テイト氏によると、同様の性質を持ったボス粒子はこれまで確認されたことがないため、 チームは未知のボース粒子という意味でこれを X ボース粒子と呼んでいます。論文を執筆したジョナサン・フェン氏は以下のように述べています。過去数十年の間、人類は4つの自然力を認知してきました。重力、電磁力、強い核力、弱い核力です。今後の実験で確証が得られれば、この5つ目の自然力の発見は、私たちの宇宙への理解を完全に覆すこととなり、力とダークマターが単一化されることになります。What? Unification
of forces and dark matter. What does this mean? So the unification of forces is we're basically trying to figure out how what the rules are for the universe. And
oh, so it's not like the unification of forces and dark matter.
No.
Oh.
The unification of forces
and dark matter.
And dark matter.
Ah, okay.
I mean,
they're
definitely connected to each other, and information about dark matter would be helpful.
力とダークマターが単一化されるんじゃなくて、力が単一化されるっていうこととダークマターってことか。Okay.
Although they're highly related. Yeah, but the unification of forces is basically what we want to do is produce, or what scientists want to do is produce the grand unified theory. And right now we have 4 known forces of nature.
Right.
How familiar are you with like these?
With
the 4 fundamental forces of nature?
I don't know. I know gravity.
Yeah.
Electromagnetic.
It's weird that you don't really learn this stuff, or you don't really hear about it that much, right?
Yeah.
But really, we've only identified 4 forces of nature. So any physical interaction, any physical interaction can be described by the interactions of these 4 forces.
So wait, what if... じゃあ私が誰かをパンチしたらどうなるの?
Yeah, well, that's going to involve all these forces. So electromagnetism would explain why your fist doesn't just float through their body, because they're made of mostly nothing, actually. So like you can think of gravitation as the reason why we're stuck to the earth. There's an accelerating force on us from the mass of the earth.
Right.
But if it weren't for electromagnetism, you would fall through it. There is a repulsion between the particles or atoms, essentially, at your feet. That's preventing you from flying through the atoms of the earth, if that makes sense. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
And the strong and weak nuclear forces.
The strong and weak nuclear forces are a lot more confusing, and you probably need a scientist to explain them adequately. But the strong nuclear force, as I understand it, is basically what prevents... It's a very short-range force, and it's a strong force. Okay. Gravity is a really weak force.
Okay.
Relatively
speaking. So when do we see this?
So the strong force basically keeps the nucleus of an atom together, sort of. That's basically what's going on.
Okay.
And then the weak nuclear force is like radioactive decay or something.
Okay.
So the way that isotopes are decaying, right? Like you carbon date stuff, that's using the weak nuclear force.
全部の力がこの4つで説明できると思ってたんだけど、もう1個あったかもしれないってこと?
Well, we never thought that the 4 forces explained everything.
Ah, okay.
We've never been able to connect electromagnetism and the strong and weak nuclear force to gravity. And part of the problem is that gravity is such a weak force that we haven't been able to detect a graviton. Basically, in quantum physics, everything is thought of as a particle. And so you need to have a particle explanation for everything, sort of.
Okay.
I think that's how it works. And so they've been searching for the particle equivalent of gravity, which they're calling the graviton. But the forces involved are so weak that it's almost impossible to detect.
Okay.
So we haven't really been able to connect gravity to the other forces. And we don't know if that can be resolved right there, or if there's a different fifth force, that if you brought that fifth force in to the equation, then it would sort of
make sense
as a grand unified theory.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So this is something like super fundamental, right?
This could be a really huge deal.
Yeah.
Or it could not be a really huge deal, depending on what it actually turns out to be. Because it's all of this stuff is like it's like putting together a puzzle, and you don't know what it's a picture of. Usually with a puzzle on the box, it has a picture of the whole thing.
Right.
But in this case, we don't have the picture.
Yeah,
we just have the pieces.
Right.
And they only fit together a certain way.
Right.
And that's how we're logically proceeding. But we don't know how many pieces are left to complete the puzzle. We don't know how complete our theories are. And then, you know, there's so many different... you can come up with extremely complex explanations for things that work that are completely false too. You know, you can construct something that is internally consistent and it's massive, and right at the end it like doesn't run.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. This stuff is really interesting, and I think has a lot more to do with us.
Right.
As people,
right.
than people realize, because this is how we actually figure out, you know, what's going on.
そうだね。まあ、世間ではスマップの解散の方がニュースになってるけどね。人類的に見たらこっちの方が大事だよね。
Yeah. Well, what do you think about this like pursuit of a full picture? There's this, because there's a competing idea or a competing philosophy that sort of mocks the scientific pursuit of closure.
Ah, okay.
Right? Because Western philosophy, Western thinking is largely wants closure.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
More so than Asian philosophy, I feel like.
Okay.
Because the Asian philosophy, like Buddhism or something, is more about how the situation feels, or whether or not you are at peace with it, or whether or not you've been able to resolve it internally.
Right.
Whereas the Western approach is more secular and less individualistic, pays less attention to your life as an experience, and emphasizes the pursuit of this closure, this understanding.
Right. But can anyone take like a Buddhism approach towards science? Like,
I think you can.
Can you stay motivated to work on it, thinking that you're not really getting anywhere?
Well, I think scientists mostly operate under the the Western view and they seek closure. They want explanations for things. They want to be able to prove something and we can file this away as confirmed.
Right.
You know? This is something that we actually know.
Yeah.
You know, the everyone wants to add something to the tree of knowledge.
Yeah. Right?
But yeah.
You think it shouldn't be that way?
I think I also want closure. I want answers.
Yeah.
I think.
But isn't it like that for most people? I mean, when it comes to science.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people could care less about space or about science or how the universe works. It's just whether or not they're happy, right?
Right. Well, but I mean, among the people who care about these things, like, don't you think that most people want closure, like want one answer?
Yeah. I think that's a major philosophical difference between people who
don't care about it.
Yeah.
Right. I guess. まあ知りたくないっていう人もいるからね。
Some people feel really uncomfortable thinking about space.
Yeah.
They feel weird.
Yeah.
And it's like creepy.
Yeah.
And it's like it's way too vast and there's way too much weird stuff going on. What is the sun?
Yeah.
Because if you actually watch a video of the sun, it's kind of like, wow, this thing is pretty intense. Like,
まあ楽しいと同時にさ、疲れる時はあるじゃん、やっぱり。
Like, how so?
Well, like these existential questions and I mean, obviously, it's easier to think about Smap and Okaisan. Like, it's not really all that stressful.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really question your existence.
Hmm.
So I understand that.
I hope that never happens to me.
Yeah, me neither.
I hope that never happens to me. You know, I read this quote. It was in a story. But it was like the worst thing that ever happened to anyone is they thought they had time.
Hmm. Right.
Yeah.
でもこう逆に行くってあるのかな?
What do you mean?
Like,
you think I'm gonna burn out and just become a monk and like?
No, I mean, like, can you get uninterested with these things?
I think the more you understand, the more interesting it becomes.
Yeah, it is
sort of like a black hole.
Yeah, so I mean, I can't really imagine myself, for example, like being tired and I'm like, oh, I don't care, like why we are here, like, oh, I really don't give a fuck about it anymore. Like, and then I start following one direction. Like,
I don't but isn't that the trend though with people as they get older, aside from the One Direction part? Right?
Really?
I think so.
もう疲れ、年取って疲れちゃうからってこと?
Well, it becomes more about yourself and your family and your legacy and your reputation and your relationships and your friends and that stuff. And I think that's partly true. I think it does become about, you know, your relationships and your friends and stuff.
For me, it was more like the other way around, I guess.
Well, you're still a child, though.
I will always be a child. I don't know. どうなんだろうね?
Yeah.
I don't want to get uninterested, though, in these things. It'll be a shame.
I think it's becoming more interesting, objectively, as we find out more and more stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much more relevant. Like, I think space has already gotten way cooler since just like 5 years ago, space is way cooler than
right.
it was before, after Cosmos and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to become a huge theme in culture in the near future.
Yeah. I think the more you read about it, it feels really relevant to you. So of course you're interested. But if you're not reading about it at all, then it's completely irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, まあ別にそれを知らなくても生きていける。
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I think it's more exciting. It is exciting to read these things. Even if I don't understand it.
But I think it's if you push that, if you push your limit of understanding
yeah.
things, even just a little bit every single day, eventually you'll actually understand something.
I guess so.
Like, yeah, it's not for sure. It's not impossible for you to print out, you know, some Wikipedia pages or something and sit down and understand, or it's not impossible for anyone to just look at some basic information online about quantum physics or rocketry or nanotech or anything and actually develop some kind of understanding
right.
in just within like an hour, I think.
I guess so.
Right? Like if I wanted to become an expert on like glass, I think I could get 50% of the way there in like a week. It's just that last, it's that last 20% that's like really difficult.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah, I kind of know that from my own experience in my former job, you know.
Mm.
I would look at taiya no seibun toka and glasses as well, airplanes, fire jets. なんか自分に全然関係ない難しいと思ったけど、まあ仕事で。
What's a fire jet?
Fighter jet.
Oh, fighter jet.
Mm. まあでも仕事だから詳しくならなきゃいけないってなると、まあ普通に表面上の知識だけでも普通の人よりは詳しくなれる。私でも超文系なのに。Some parts, like interesting parts, yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
Like, because there's so many things, like if you get into it, then you will be impressed with many things.
Yeah.
Like, oh wow, I had no idea. So.
Oh my god, I've been playing this game. I just got it like a few days ago. It's called Kerbal Space Program.
Okay.
And it's...
何? iPhone のゲーム?
No, it's on... I got it on the Xbox.
Oh, okay.
But they have it on the computer too.
Okay.
But Kerbal Space Program, it's just like this... It's this really... It's basically a rocket and space plane simulator.
Oh.
Where you have to build rockets and... basically manage some space program thing.
どんだけオタクなの?
And it's really a simulator. So it's like they simulate all this stuff.
Yeah.
From the aerodynamics of it to the balancing and the thrust. And I mean, it's...
That must be super fun for you.
It's super interesting. But yeah, like you can really get into something like this.
Yeah.
And I was so into it. I'm like adjusting the position of little winglets.
And like...
No, it's cool because like you get to launch these rockets.
何これ? America のゲーム?
I don't know who made it.
Hmm.
It's not the graphics aren't super good.
Ah,
it's
okay.
It's kind of like. Goofy the way the game works.
Okay.
The Kerbals are like these little aliens. And so you're like
あ、そんなちょっと可愛い感じなの?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's like little aliens and you're controlling the alien's space program.
Huh.
But they basically built this the whole solar system is there.
Okay.
So you can launch from Earth and you can try to go anywhere.
Okay.
With this rocket that you built from scratch.
Okay.
And
え、その他にやることあるの?その星に着いたらとかないの?もうただロケット作ってどっかに行くことがもうゲームの全てってこと?
So if you... It's like a career. So you have to like... So you're building these... It's tough.
It's like a career.
The way you start out is you're just doing like little experiments. And so you have like an experiment module that you can put in there and like a canister of like
liquid. あ、じゃあ本当にちょっとずつやんなきゃいけないんだ。
It's super difficult. I failed the career mode 3 times.
Wow.
And
え、どんどんそれで上達していく。
I've kind of lost motivation. But because I just need to do like more research first. Because it's really hard. I've killed dozens of astronauts.
Oh no.
I've killed dozens of, they're just dead. Because I like go into space, and then if your trajectory when you come back into the atmosphere is too aggressive, then it gets too hot.
Right.
And it overheats. Yeah, and they all burn to death. And so I've done that a few times.
Do you actually start feeling bad for them after a while? Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, that stopped after like the 20th or pilot or so had been.
Okay.
But yeah, it's so delicate.
Yeah.
It's really so delicate. Like if you try to, because it's simulating something that's so incredibly complicated.
So long, eh?
And I kind of was treating it like a game. So that's why I kept failing, but...
Now you gotta be serious.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't know. It's fun. You should try it. You can kill some Kerbals.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. 次. Researchers from Polytechnic Montreal, University de Montreal, and McGill University have developed nanorobotics that specifically target active cancer cells without compromising the surrounding tissue, minimizing the toxicity of treatments to the patient. The nanorobotic agents are hundreds of millions of self-propelled flagellated bacteria called Magnetococcus marinus strain MC1, which tend to move toward low oxygen concentrations and swim along magnetic field lines. This means that they would track towards the hypoxic zones created by proliferative tumor cells, and that their behavior could also be controlled by a computer-generated field. The researchers were able to use this to administer a treatment to the colorectal tumors of mice.
モントリオール大学とマクギル大学が共同で、周りの組織を傷つけずに、がん細胞のみを攻撃できるナノロボットの開発に成功しました。このナノロボットには自力で推進できる数億個のバクテリアが搭載されており、酸素濃度の薄いところへ向かっていく習性があるほか、磁場に引き寄せられる性質を持っているため、低酸素状態になっているがん腫瘍を自ら検知でき、さらにコンピューターで制御された磁場を使えば動きをコントロールすることも可能です。実験ではマウスの大腸がんを治療することに成功しています。すごいね。これいつ人間に使えるようになるのかな。10年とか。
I don't know.
なんかあんまり書いてなかったね、今後の。
Well, they probably don't know either.
Yeah.
Because you know they have to go through more testing and trials and regulatory approval and stuff. But it's a pretty genius technique that they've come up with.
ね。まあなんか今の抗がん剤やっぱりね、辛いもんね。どう考えても効率がいいものではないじゃん、あのトラディショナルな抗がん剤っていうのは、だからこういうのが早く人間に使えるようになるとね。
Yeah, this point they made about it not compromising the surrounding tissue is a major one.
Yeah.まあ、今それができないから。
This would probably be more effective for more aggressive cancers or more aggressive tumors, because aggressive tumors are the ones that create these hypoxic zones that would actually attract these flagellated bacteria.
Right.
So I guess this bacteria, the Magnetococcus marinus bacteria, already has these features built into it, more or less. They have some weird arrangement of like magnetic crystals or something that they use to, this bacteria actually orients itself with the magnetic field of the earth normally. But we're using that to control which way it goes.
Right. すごい便利なバクテリアだよね。
Yeah.
本当にこれあれでしょ、血液の中を通して体の中を進んでいくんだよね。
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah. This is pretty amazing.
It's amazing how small these things are.
How small is this?
Well, they're calling it a nanorobot. I mean, it's bacterial size, so it's going to be in the range of microns.
Okay.
Technically, anything that's a nanorobot is between 0.1 and 10 microns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mikron ってやつですかね。
Or micrometer. Yeah. Which is pretty small.
Right. じゃないと血管詰まっちゃうもんね。
Yeah.
グッて。
It's like a thousandth of a millimeter.
Okay. 千分の一ミリ。
Yeah.
Hmm.
And a nanometer is a thousandth of a micron.
So this bacteria, it eats the tumor?
It doesn't eat the tumor. It just arrives there.
Like carry the with, medication?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Yeah, so these things basically have an oxygen sensor or a method of sensing oxygen levels, and they also have a compass.
Wow.
Yeah. So and they're small.
Yeah.
Both of those things are really small, right? Because yeah. This thing is like, can you imagine just making an oxygen meter that was only one micron across?
Yeah.
That's difficult to do.
本当ね、なんかがんの治療ってさ、こういう論文を読んでると毎日とか毎週とか何かこう発見があるから、なんかもう別にがんで死ぬ人なんていなくなるんじゃないかって読んでると思っちゃうけど、実際ね、実用化されるまでに時間がかかるからそう簡単にはいかないんだろうけど、でもやっぱりすごく進んではいるよね。
Well, certain kinds of cancerTend to be detected so late that it's you know,
yeah.
the treatments are, because once it metastasizes, then
like pancreas とかね、膵臓、yeah.
But they have like dogs can smell cancer now and
like certain
kinds, cancers.
Yeah.
We just need to have some sort of, humans should just be getting scanned. I feel like.
ペットスキャンとかね。
I mean, all this money that you put into health, your health, and all this money we spend on all this stuff, but nobody is actually. We should just develop a really affordable way to scan humans. It's like, no, you're okay.
Yeah.
You're
chilling. ペットスキャンってすごい高いんだよね。数万円ぐらい。So.
But, yeah. but there's ways to make these things more affordable.
最近でなんか増えてるもんね。血液検査だけで分かる種類がさ、増えてるじゃん。So, hopefully in the future we take like droplet of blood and then
yeah.
they can tell you.
Well, it's like the 23andMe thing. Right? It's so affordable to do.
Yeah.
And there's so much you can learn from it.
Yeah.
But nobody does it.And most people don't know about it.
Yeah.
But as far as how effective that is for your health, like the cost benefit.
Right.
Is there anything else that you do that has that level of cost benefit?
確かに。
No way.
確かに。
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy how small things are getting. I was thinking the other day, just how everything is...kind of disappearing, right?
Like all the things in your iPhone,
all the things,
and calculator and everything,
right? Yeah, so technology has sort of, I mean, there's basically these magicians that just make things smaller and smaller. So your TV gets thinner, your phone gets thinner, your computer gets thinner, microphones get smaller, headphones and earphones like become wireless, and But now we have Wi-Fi and all this data is just flying around in the air and it's all becoming invisible.
Right.
Right.
And our brains have been shrinking, right? That's what I read recently. Like over the last 20,000 years.
Our brains are shrinking?
Yeah.
Are you
our
sure
our brains
about
are
that?
Getting smaller because we're having such a social life that we don't really have to do anything on our own. Like we don't have to do everything on our own. Like we don't have to hunt, you know, or survive really. We can just go to the supermarket, whatever. So
smaller than when?
20,000 years ago. Like except for the last 20,000 years, it's been shrinking. And you can see the same thing with domesticated cats and dogs. Like their brains are shrinking as well. And I read yesterday that dogs are becoming less and less fertile. Like pure breed ones, I guess. But
well, they're probably being exposed to some of the same chemicals and stuff that we're being exposed to that have been linked to fertility issues, right?
Yeah, that's possible. But yeah, so
yeah, our brains shrinking though.
That's what it said, what I read. I don't know where I read it. It was some article. I thought it was quite interesting. But it's true. Like, we don't really have to use our brain to survive, like, every day. We don't really need to, like, watch our backs at night. Like,
well, most of your brain isn't doing anything for your conscious mind. And, I mean, at least not in a conscious way.
Right. But, I mean, like, I think when we lived outside, we had to kind of always be careful with our surroundings, which is definitely not the case now.
The social theory is one of the theories that was put forth for the development of our brains in the first place. Because social interaction was the basis for the use of language and
right.
communicating things with abstract symbolism, which then required an increase in our brain size. I mean, our brain size dramatically increased over 100,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When humans were still in Africa.
Right.
For
then
it to
maybe
have,
at some point we...
It's been shrinking since then.
Is that, yeah. And like the size of a fist or something? By the size of a fist or something.
It has decreased by the size of a fist.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we don't really know what that would mean because we don't really know shit about what the brain is doing.
Yeah.
Like we don't even understand. Like from a scientific standpoint, mind over matter kind of sounds ridiculous, right? Like you can't move matter with your will power. That's ridiculous, right? But when you move your arm, you're moving matter. How do you get from will
right.
to matter moving?
Yeah.
Like that.
And I mean,
that's
I think the size
that's magic,
of the
it?
Brain, like with the marijuana, like brain monitoring or something like a while ago, they found that... the gray matter was shrinking, actually, but then the neurons are becoming more active. So it was somewhat compensated. So they couldn't really say that the brain deteriorated because the neurons were more active.
Right.
So they couldn't really explain why this was the case. But so I guess the size is not necessarily...
They found similar things with like birth control that changes... Birth control changes your gray matter mass as well. It seems like a lot of things do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think when you consume some sort of substance, it changes the way the activity levels in different parts of your brain. And possibly if you aren't using certain parts of your brain that much, they may atrophy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's mysterious.
Yeah, there are so many things. I just read yesterday that...
Brains are crazy.
Yeah, I just read yesterday that when you're on the pill, then you're getting like 20% more vitamin D, like you're producing 20% more vitamin D in your body. So when you go off the pill, because you want to get pregnant, then that's the time when you need vitamin D more than ever, but then you have 20% less vitamin D. So,
right. But the problem is when you go on and off the pill, there's probably thousands of different metrics in your body that are thrown off slightly.
Yeah, for sure.
And so like any compensatory activity that you engage in is probably going to negatively affect a large number of those.
Yeah.
Right? So it's very difficult to actually figure out what you want to do as a result of that information.
Yeah, and I mean, come to think of it, this is the first time that I'm not on anything for like... Well, I was on something for like 5 years.
Mm.
So this is the first time that I'm not on anything.
Mm.
And you don't know what that does to your body or your brain, right? So that might be slightly changed. Like that's definitely slightly changing me. But then I wouldn't even know what exactly is going on with me.
Yeah, how many people...
Even my personality.
How many people are not on anything?
You tell me. So yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. But you feel good?
Yeah. Okay so far.
Yeah. It's a... Researchers used radiocarbon dating to determine that a female Greenland shark is around 400 years old. This confirms the Greenland shark as the longest living vertebrae known on Earth. The team found that the sharks grow at just 1 centimeter per year, growing up to 5 meters in length, and they reach sexual maturity at about the age of 150. The researchers conducted the carbon dating on a sample of the Greenland shark's eye, which happens to use a metabolically inert protein, meaning that the cells would not be renewed as the animal aged. The research is published in the journal Science.
学会誌サイエンスに掲載された研究で、ニシオンデンザメというサメの一種のメスの年齢を放射性炭素年代測定で測ったところ、400歳であることが判明しました。これにより、ニシオンデンザメが現在確認されている地球上の脊椎動物の中で一番長生きの生き物ということになります。このサメは1年間に1センチしか体長が伸びず、最大で5メートルになり、性的に成熟するのは150歳になってからです。年齢の確認には、加齢によって細胞が新しくならない目のサンプルを使用しました。すごいね、150歳になってからやっとセックスしたくなるんだ。だからこのサメから見たら、うちら人間なんてもうセミみたいなもんってことだよね。あ、生まれて、あ、もう死んだ、みたいな。
400 years ago, what was going on?
Right?
And this thing's just been swimming the whole time.
Yeah.
Eating smaller fish.
Yeah. 400 歳.
Like pre-America.
すごいよね。どういう見た目なのこれ? Have you seen it?
Yeah. It, I don't know. It just looks like a...
Big shark?
Yeah.
What do they eat?
I don't know what they eat, but they're in the North Atlantic.
Okay.
I mean, I guess they're around Greenland, I'm assuming.
Right. そうだよね。
Yeah.
1年に1センチしか体重が伸びだからすごいこうゆっくりゆっくり成長するっていうことだよね。
Yeah, I don't know when they reach their maximum size. I don't know if they're still growing when they're 400. It's not like 1 centimeter per year forever.
Right.
そ
っかそっか。
Yeah.
そうだね。150歳で reproduce できるようになる。でまだ400歳ってことはもっといけるかもしれないよね。
うん。
わお。すごいね。400.
The previous record was held by a whale. The、okay. bowhead whale. which was 211 years old. Which is pretty old too. But that's among vertebrates, so animals that have a backbone. For some reason, we categorize them based on backboneness.
Lobster とかもね、すごい長く生きるよね。
Yeah. We don't know how long, I don't think. I don't know how old the oldest lobster is. Lobsters are, they have exoskeletons.
なんかこの間変なニュースになったじゃん。
Lobster?
なんかこれ、そう、なんかレストランに売られたさ、ロブスターが何百歳とか、なんかすごい年齢だってことが分かって、食べちゃダメだみたいになって、こう愛護団体みたいな人たちが助けたんだけど、買い戻したんだけど、なんかその輸送してる間に水が漏れてたかなんかで結局死んじゃったみたいな。じゃあ食べればよかったみたいな。
I think I heard about this. So they did actually rescue.
They did, but
it didn't
when they were
out,
carrying it to an aquarium or something, it died. Yeah. Sadly. What is this thing?
After all these years.
This 507 years old clam?
Oh, yeah, there's a clam. I think it's still alive right now.
Huh.
Named Ming.
A name? Like, named?
I think the clam's name is Ming.
Okay.
I don't think that's the species. I don't remember.
何それ?
No, I think its name is Ming.
Okay.
The clam's name is Ming.
Okay.
I feel like this clam might have come up before, no? Maybe. No? Maybe not. 507-year-old clam. It's just been clamming it up for like 507 years.
すごいね。
Yeah.
なんかどういう感じなんだろうね。
But there's trees that are over a thousand.
そうだね、確かに。Ming. So someone named it, clearly.
I think so. I don't know.
Weird.
I wouldn't get hung up on the Ming part. The point is, it's a clam.
Right.
Yeah. But this shark is pretty close.
そうだね。
400 years old.
Right.
Don't you think that human beings, like, we've got all this genetic engineering stuff going on. We're going to be putting ourselves in this 400-year territory sooner than later, right? We can't. Yeah. You couldn't make a law.
よかった、その前に生まれて。もう絶対やだ、私400歳も生きたくない。
No. This is happening within your lifetime for sure. Especially if you get it done.
Yeah, I don't want to get it done.
Okay, well, even if you don't get it done, I mean, we're probably going to be around for another. How long? 60 years, maybe?
Us?
Yeah.
What? No way.
50 years? 50, 60 years. You know, our expected...
40.
Our life expectancy is way longer than even...
40.
Just people a generation before us.
Yeah, no. 40 would be enough.
Another 40 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 2056... Right? In the year 2056.
Yeah.
The genetic engineering life extension thing is going to be completely down pat. Like, no issues. For sure, right?
I don't know.
Right? Has to be.
Well, maybe... maybe our...
We're having regular flights between Earth and Mars starting... 2000, 2020, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, no. No thanks. Well, if the Earth was, like, in a best condition, you know, then maybe, but...
What? I think it's great right now.
I don't want to see it go down. I don't want to see all the animals going extinct and
is that
we all have
that,
to go to
but that's
rich
already,
people going to Mars. Like,
the worst
I don't need
of it
to see
has
that.
Already happened, though, right?
I don't need to see that happening. Like, elephants and tigers and lions, they're all gone. Icebergs all gone. It's fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. No thanks. Not for me.
But you can probably just put on the VR goggles and then you're...
That's
you're,
so depressing. It's like, yeah, let me just sit here and wear this VR.
I've been talking to people who have tried the VR, the HTC Vive specifically.
Okay.
And they absolutely insist that it is going to take over.
Hmm.
Like, people who aren't even that into technology,
yeah,
try VR with the HTC Vive. The Vive is the one where you can see your hands inside the VR.
Okay.
Like, it knows where your hands are, so you can do things.
Oh, that'd be creepy.
You can grab objects and throw them, and it's all, like, really realistic.
Wow.
But yeah, people who aren't even that into technology try it, and they're just like, they can't believe it. They can't believe how good it is. I haven't tried the Vive.
Yeah, I mean,
yet,
you remember I tried fucking, like, a air mm-hmm. balloon doll.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, even that, like, it was Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
It doesn't detect your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And still, you know, I really enjoyed it. And I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And still, I enjoyed it so much. So, and it was a software that was developed by this individual,
mm-hmm.
not even a big company or anything.
Yeah.
And still, I was like, wow. So yeah, of course. I mean, I'm sure it's gonna be huge.
Yeah. So, 2056.
I'll be wearing that in my own.
Oh, you don't even have to wear it.
Oh, God.
It's just in your. It's just a
brain.
It's just patch on your forehead, or I don't know how they do it.
Oh God, yeah, that.
I've been so freaked out about technology and how fast it's moving lately, and
yeah.
I've just been noticing more and more people around me are just kind of folding and becoming these phone heads, these phone people.
Yeah.
Phone addicts. It's winning. The phones are winning.
Yeah. Well,
do you feel that? Do you feel like they're winning? Is it just my surroundings?
I don't know. Like, when I hang out with my friends, like, they're not going to be on their phone. So I don't really.
But if you're hanging out with people, people are on their phones.
Really?
And
like,
people are on
parties?
Their people are just on their phones. A lot, just generally. Like, if you're walking outside.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, when people are alone.
People that are working are on their phones.
Right.
You never saw something like that in Japan before.
No. Yeah, it is for sure taking over.
Mm-hmm. The portals. The information portal.
Yeah.
It beckons.
Yeah.
It beckons.
I mean, just the fact that Pokemon is in your phone,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's already pretty strange.
Are you still playing that?
No. I played it for 2 days.
早
っ。元から秋っぽいから、ああいうのは長くできるキャラじゃないから、もともと。So, あんまりびっくりしないけど、自分でも。
Poor Pikachu, abandoned.
Yeah,
just
in a
trapped.
Ball.
He's
yeah.
trapped in
forever.
This, in some app somewhere.
Yeah, kawaii.
Just has no idea where it is or what's going on.
だから目を本当に休めたいの私はね。もう目使いすぎだから。で、もともと目悪いし、だからもうラジオばっかり聞いてる。
Hmm.
で、この間爆笑問題のラジオ聞いてたらまた。あのバリガニュースの話してくれてた私があの漏らしてねえしって言ったやつを本当にみんなさバリガニュース何の番組だと思うよね、
yeah.
でもそうまだ聞いてくれてるんだと思って
It's a good question. It's
すごい嬉しかったけどさあのそうでも太田さんもめっちゃラジオ聞いてるみたい、
mm.
ラジオいいよねやっぱりなんかこう目が疲れない、
yeah.
しなんかこうテレビとかネットよりラジオの方が癒される。
Yeah, even more than like YouTube. YouTube.
Yeah.
I think so. Because...
しかもね、YouTube だと...
It's almost like that neck position. Like, I'm looking at everyone's neck.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
ストレートネックみたいなね。
Look at their neck. Because it's just...
猫背になっちゃう。
It's like a weird kind of neck. It's like...
あとね、なんか YouTube って、だいたいこう短いじゃん。動画とかって。だから、5分見終わったらまた次探さなきゃいけないじゃん。でもラジオって、
It's kind of ADD and incoherent.
そうで、あ、次何見ようかな。あ、これつまんないとか。でもラジオってまあ1時間番組だったら、その1時間の間はもう何もしなくていい。何も考えなくていい。もうただ聞いて、はははって言ってるだけ。なんかそれすごいいいと思う、本当に。
Yeah.
あの、助かる。だから、やっぱいいよ。音声がいいよ。目はちょっと、休めないとたまにはね。って言いつつ映画を見るけど。
Yeah, I think the visual format is, like YouTube has gotten so huge and everyone has channels and is making so much video content now.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if it's good for the audience.
そう。
You know?
そう。それは本当に思うね。なんかこの間 3D で映画見て、それもやっぱり、ね、3D も進化してるからさ、昔みたいにこう 3D ですって感じじゃないじゃん、
hmm.
さりげない奥行き感みたいな。
Well, they have like 5D and like 7D and shit now, don't they?
What? 4D, right?
Where you sit there and there's like...
It's called 4D, Michael. Like, you're like a grandpa. Like, what is that? 7D?
They gotta have something beyond 4D though, right?
I don't know. I've only seen 4D. Like,
because if 4D is like, yeah, smell
movement,
and stuff.
Smell and smoke.
Then like, Statsuazu is like 5D.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Because it also, the seats move.
Well, 4D does that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So 4D includes a lot of things.
So after 4D, I guess it's just VR then.
Yeah, I guess so. Probably. Hmm. Yeah, 4D, yeah. I like 3D. It's fun. あの、女の子版のゴーストバスターズ見たの。
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything.
It was quite fun.
Is it actually good?
Yeah, I liked it. It was funny. Like, I didn't, you know, あんまり何にも考えないで見れるやつあるじゃん。そういう映画の一つ。
But it's all 女性 cast, yeah? That...
The、
Isn't、
main、
it?
Characters are women.
Right.
Like Ghostbusters are women、mm. this time. 結構面白かった。
Have you seen the original?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not that I remember much about、it. I mean, I was like a child.
I don't really remember that. I mean, I remember that movie, but it doesn't make any sense in my head.
なんか話とかは全然覚えてない。
There was just
this
huge marshmallow man. Dude,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just started fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And that's mostly what I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really remember the story, but yeah, this one was funny. I laughed.
Is there a huge marshmallow dude?
Not marshmallow dude, but like a huge
thing. Is this a spoiler?
Thing.
Maybe.
Not really, I guess. Huh. Not really. So, でも何も考えないで見れるやつたまに見たくない?もうなんか疲れ、頭が疲れて。
I like doing things instead. I don't understand people who veg out and watch something. For me, it's like my non-thinking is like if I go like do sports or hiking.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
But like you can't do it all the time, like Friday night or something, you know? I'm not going to go out to the river and try to do rafting or something.
I tried to watch.
Shin Godzilla, 見た?
No, I haven't seen it.
見て。 I really love it. I really recommend it. すごいいいよ。
Yeah, with the what is it? The なんだっけ? The Japanglish.
あ、そう、それは、yeah. それがはもうないものとして考えたらすごいいい。Yeah, I had to reply to someone on Twitter because someone was like, oh yeah, like she was speaking like mommy, and I got mildly offended. Like, no. あれさえなければね、本当に海外で、あの、に全然出してすごい高い評価得られたと思うんだけど、あの、 あれだけね、ちょっと。だから、他があまりにもいいから、あそこのがっかり感の、なんていうの、が増幅されて、
うん、
なんでここだけこんな感じしたんだろうみたいな。もったいない。それ以外はすごい良かった。日本にしかできない。もう、こうなんか、すごいドキドキしたし、そう細かいところもちゃんと作り込まれてて、
うん、
わーっていうところもいっぱいあったし、よく見てると、注意深く見てると。うん、ただ本当にあの石原さとみのあれだけはちょっと、なんで、なんかもうあれ誰か、どうにか現場で言ってくれなかったのかなっていう、うん、あそこだけどうしても笑っちゃうもん。笑っちゃって途中から怒りが湧いてきたもん。
You don't think you can get over it? You don't think you'll look back in like a year and be like, you know what? It wasn't that bad.
いやー無理だね。No. 他が良すぎて、その、この一つの役で映画、すごいいい映画全体が台無しになってるっていうのは初めてだったから、今までね、いっぱい映画見てきて。なんかもうもったいないっていう。
What else is good? I haven't seen any good movies in forever. I feel like they're all terrible.
Well, I've been watching a lot of French movies. There are a lot of good ones. Like, sometimes I get really, really sick of Hollywood movies. Like, oh my god, no more, because they're all the same, basically. French movies are pretty cool.
I tried to watch Deadpool.
Oh, okay. It was funny, you know?
Nah, I had to check out at like 20 minutes into it, I was like,
why are you watching superhero movies?
I don't know.
Watch some European, like strange indie European movies. Like those are good. Those are more like art, you know, not like blockbuster movies that are trying to cash in. So.
But I feel like I'm getting weird that I can't watch movies like Deadpool and enjoy it. I was like, wow.I really don't like this. I'm really not entertained by this movie. And then I was kind of weirded out by, like, just how not entertained I was. But part of it is, like, all the CGI action shit, it just doesn't get me at all. Like, when I see the computer graphics action, like Transformers, the robots are fighting, like, I just can't even...my brain is just like CGI action.
So you can't watch cartoon either? Because it's not real?
Well, no. Cartoon is okay. It's like That's the uncanny、weird. Valley thing, maybe.
I guess.
Because I like the violence in,like, Mononoke Hime or something.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like that,but there's a realism to that,even though it's animated.
So you're looking for realism?
Well, it's...
Well, if you're looking for realism, first of all, superhero movies are, like, the last thing that you want to be watching.
It's just the CGI action is contrasted against the actual real-life filming,that's going on, right? And that makes it so much more fake. Whereas if the whole thing is just animated, then it's kind of more...
Just watch, like... Just don't watch action. Watch drama. Like, European drama movies.
You don't feel like that at all? It doesn't, like, weird you out? All the CGI action?
Not really. Because I know that that would be the case.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not shocked...
Yeah.
At this point, so.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like part of it is you watch so much real crazy stuff on YouTube that by the time you watch some action footage in a movie, it's kind of like.
But you know, like that's something you expect when you know that you're going to be watching Hollywood movies. Like, okay, yeah, like it's.
Yeah, sure. Maybe I'm supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be shocked.That's how it works now. Yeah, but I recommend strange European movies. There are, like, really good ones. Really strange ones, too. Zero CGI. People are more real. Girls are not wearing that much makeup on. There are some good weird Japanese movies too. Weird ones are always good.
Yeah.
Like Hollywood blockbuster movies are never weird in that sense. It's like, okay, like people shoot at each other and superheroes saving humans and, you know.
Yeah. It has become sort of a parody of itself. Hollywood has.
Well, that was what Deadpool was about. It was making fun of the whole like superhero
thing. Yeah, but that has also become cliche too, if you know what I mean.
I don't know. I had never really seen that before.
Did you see that iceberg that like flipped over?
No.
Yeah.
YouTube?
I don't know if it's on YouTube, but in the Arctic, this like iceberg flipped over, and apparently it's a really rare occurrence.
Huh.
Like icebergs don't flip over that much.
Why did it happen?
I don't know.
Huh.
Just happened. But you know how icebergs, the metaphor for an iceberg is cliche, that almost all of its mass is beneath the surface, right? So it's a very, it has a generally a flat-ish top above the surface, but below the surface of the water, there's this huge, massive iceberg.
Right.
So that's why they generally don't flip over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one flipped over, and there's pictures of it, and it just looks insane. It looks like Superman's house or something.
What? So there were waves? Like,
I don't know how it flipped over.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone knows how it flipped over.
Oh, okay.
But they spotted this upside down iceberg.
Huh.
Yeah.
I want to see that. So it's a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's such a weird little
information
event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mojokushi no tekisto iPhone と Mac と Android のアプリで購入できますので、そっちよろしくお願いします。月額240円でなんと全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランやっていますので、ぜひ使ってみてください。
Cheaper than コーヒー。
Yes。
だから。
あの膨大な量だからね、テキストね。最初の1話から3話目までは無料です。あと、なんだ。マイケルが作ったバイリンガルニュース LINE ステッカーも好評発売中ですので、ぜひそちらもチェックしてみてください。インスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッター引き続きやっていますので、フォローお願いします。質問はツイッターでしていただけると返しやすいです。
Yep.
終わり、
mm-hmm.
終わり、バイ
バイ。